Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, we'll discuss reader response theory. Okay? Reader response theory. Now, as the name indicates, reader response theory makes the reader the central point of reference. Okay? So, along with discussing reader response theory, we will also discuss what is reception theory. It is somewhat related to reader response theory. So, what is the difference? What is the similarity? And along with this, we will also discuss what is phenomenology. Okay? Phenomenology. Now, as I told you that reader response theory centers on the active role of the reader in creating meaning from a text. Okay? And because of this, it diverges from earlier theories. Earlier theories like formalism and new criticism. Because if you have read formalism or new criticism, you will recall that the emphasis there is on the textual aspect or words on a page. Because in those theories, like formalism and new criticism, the text is prioritized instead of the author's intention and other aspects about the author or the historical context. All of those things are secondary. The primary thing is the textual aspect. But here we have reader response theory. Here it is about the reader because ultimately after reading anything, the meaning is constructed. And because of this, reader response theory argues that a text's meaning, okay, whether it be a poem, novel, play, the text's meaning doesn't exist in isolation. Okay? It is generated through the dynamic interaction between the text and the reader. So, in other words, we can also say that reader response theory focuses on the relationship between the text and the reader, emphasizing how a reader interacts with the text and also the different perspectives that arise from this kind of interaction between the text and the reader. Okay? And in reader response theory, we have different types of readers. Okay? For instance, one type of reader is called mock reader, M-O-C-K. Mock reader, then we have super readers, then informed reader, then we have implied reader, then ideal reader, then contemporary reader. Okay? All of these are different types of readers. Okay? Now, after understanding the basic definition of reader response theory, now we must also understand the important theorists that you should read from an exam point of view. Now, the first important theorist is Wolfgang Iser. Okay? Wolfgang Iser. Then we have somebody called Roman Ingarden. Okay, Roman Ingarden. Then we have Stanley Fish. Okay, Stanley Fish. Then we have Edmund Husserl. Okay, Edmund Husserl. Now, Edmund Husserl is associated with the concept of phenomenology. Now, I'll also discuss phenomenology in a minute. But usse pehle aap ye jaan lo that what are the important theorists that you should definitely go through. After Edmund Husserl, we have Hans Robert Jauss. Okay, Hans Robert Jauss. J-A-U-S-S. Jauss. And then we have also Norman Holland. Okay, Norman Holland. All of these theorists are important from an exam point of view. Some of them are related directly to reader response theory, some of them to reception theory, and some of them to phenomenology. Okay? Now, before I explain to you the different types of readers in reader response theory, usse pehle aap ye jaan lo, what is reception theory? Little bit about reception theory, and then I'll explain everything. What is reception theory? See, reception theory basically explores how literary works are received by readers over time, over a period of time. So it looks at the historical and cultural contexts in which readers interpret texts. Okay? So just understand that reception theory basically builds on the reader response theory. Okay? And reception theory basically adds a historical layer. So it says that how people understand a book or a text, how people's understanding changes over time. So for instance, just imagine reading a book or a poem or a novel that was written hundreds of years ago. Okay, for instance, take the example of Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. Now your understanding will be different from someone who read this book when it was first published. Because your world or our world and knowledge are now different. And just to be more specific about this novel, Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, in those times, the concept of live-in relationship was not there. It may have happened, but that concept was not even there. In today's time in which we live, matlab in the 21st century, we see so many celebrities in Hollywood, Bollywood, and so many people in the world who live-in relationships. And what is the novel about? It is about marriages, right? So our understanding or our reception of the book may not be the same as it was received by the readers when it was first published. Okay? I'm talking about that novel by Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. Okay? So reception theory basically adds a historical layer. So it says that how people understand a book basically changes over time. Their understanding changes over time. And one more difference between reader response theory and reception theory is that it focuses on the collective reader experiences rather than individual responses of readers. Okay? Reception theory focuses on collective reader experiences in addition to the historical element. And also keep in mind that the theorist called Hans Robert Joss, okay? He further developed the reception theory, and it was Robert Joss who introduced the idea of horizon of expectations. Okay, ye important phrase hai. Horizon of expectations. And what is the meaning of horizon of expectations? Now basically it refers to the set of cultural norms and knowledge that shape how readers understand a text. Use kehte hain horizon of expectations. So in the exam they can ask you who coined the phrase horizon of expectations. It was Hans Robert Joss. Okay? Now uske baad aate hain phenomenology. What is the meaning of phenomenology? First of all, what is the spelling of this? Phenomenology. Phenomenology. See, as a definition, phenomenology is a philosophical approach that studies how phenomena, okay? Phenomena, or let's say things as they are perceived by our consciousness. Use kehte hain phenomena. How phenomena are experienced rather than assuming the existence of anything beyond human consciousness. So basically the point that phenomenology is trying to make is that it is our consciousness that actually gives meaning to the world or the different phenomena that occur in the world around us. Okay? So just keep in mind that phenomenology investigates phenomena, or let's say things as apprehended by our consciousness, rather than on the existence of anything outside our human consciousness. Because think about it, what anything means, what anything is, we do not know till the time our consciousness, our mind perceives something, right? Now also keep in mind that phenomenology was initially founded in the early years of the 20th century by the German philosopher Edmund Husserl. Okay? And Husserl's phenomenology was further developed by his student Martin Heidegger. Okay? Now both the names of Edmund Husserl and Martin Heidegger are very, very famous in the field of philosophy. Okay? Ye bahut famous naam hai. And also keep in mind that in a sense it was phenomenology that further prepared the ground for the coming of the reception theory. Okay? So phenomenology came first, afterwards developed reception theory. Okay? And within phenomenology, there is something called the Geneva School. Okay? Geneva School. And what was the contribution of the Geneva School? Basically, they applied phenomenology to analyze authors' or writers' modes of awareness. Okay? Their emphasis was on the authors' mode of awareness. Whereas other theorists like Roman Ingarden, okay, they emphasize the reader's experience of literary works. And this ultimately paved the way for the development of reception theory. Okay? So in short, what does reader response theory says? That the reader helps to create meaning of a book or a text. Phenomenology kya kehta hai? That your unique experiences of life, your unique preferences or tastes ultimately shapes how you understand a particular book or a text. Afterwards, what is the point of reception theory? It analyzes how people in general understand a book or how their understanding changes over a period of time. Okay? So these are some small differences between reader response theory, phenomenology and reception theory. Okay? And also keep in mind that these are not very distinct things. All of them are interrelated because one gave way to the other and the other gave way to the next one. Now uske baad baat karte hain the different types of readers in reader response theory. Remember I told you about the different types of readers in reader response theory. Now before I explain these different types of readers, theek hai, inme kya difference hai, it is important to understand what is the necessity of having these different types of readers, because aaj tak to hum log yahi sunte aaye hain that reader is a reader, right? So why these different types of readers in the first place? See, the first reason of having these different types of readers, okay, because ultimately it is about reader response theory in which reader is central. So aap reader ko priority ya preference doge na, right? But what is the aim? First of all, the first aim is to acknowledge the diversity of reading experiences. Now different types of readers of age group in different cultural settings, different readers can bring in a diversity of reading experiences. Afterwards, having these different types of readers helps to explore different aspects of the reading process. Afterwards, different types of readers help us to avoid any generalizations about readers. Basically, the point is that reader response theory rejects the idea of a single universal kind of reading experience. Why? Because different readers will have different kind of experiences. And of course, having different type of readers just indicates the active role of the reader or the importance of the reader. So these are the reasons why we have these different types of readers. ठीक है, उसके बाद आते हैं, what exactly are these different type of readers? क्या difference है इनमें? Because from an exam point of view, you can get a direct question on these different types of readers. They can also ask you which theorist propounded the idea of this kind of reader or implied reader or super reader and what is the basic definition of it. ठीक है? So first of all, what is a implied reader? Implied reader क्या होता है? Now, implied reader was something that was coined by, this phrase was coined by Wolfgang Iser. And this basically refers to the hypothetical audience. ठीक है? Hypothetical audience that a text seems to address. So, this kind of reader is constructed by the text's narrative strategies and structures and guiding how the text should be read and understood. So, just think about the implied reader as a kind of target audience that we have, for instance, in a movie. ठीक है, सिमिलरली इट इज द केस इन लिटरेचर. ठीक है, इम्प्लाइड रीडर, दिस वॉज प्रपाउंडेड बाय वुल्फगैंग आइजर. आफ्टरवर्ड्स वी हैव इन्फॉर्म्ड रीडर. ठीक है, इन्फॉर्म्ड रीडर ये क्या होता है? नाउ दिस कॉन्सेप्ट वॉज गिवन बाय स्टैनले फिश. ठीक है, एंड एन इन्फॉर्म्ड रीडर बेसिकली शेयर्स अ सेट ऑफ अजम्पशंस एंड इंटरप्रेटिव स्ट्रेटजीज विद अदर्स. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, एज लिटरेचर स्टूडेंट्स वी माइट एनालाइज अ पोएम डिफरेंटली देन समवन विद नो लिटरेरी ट्रेनिंग बिकॉज वी हैव अ शेयर्ड अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ लिटरेरी कन्वेंशंस. ठीक है, तो इन दैट सेंस वी आर इन्फॉर्म्ड रीडर्स एज लिटरेचर स्टूडेंट्स. एंड एन इन्फॉर्म्ड रीडर बेसिकली बिलोंग्स टू अ इंटरप्रेटिव कम्युनिटी, एन इंटरप्रेटिव कम्युनिटी विच कलेक्टिवली शेप्स द अंडरस्टैंडिंग एंड इंटरप्रिटेशन ऑफ टेक्स्ट. उसे कहते हैं इन्फॉर्म्ड रीडर. ठीक है, नाउ उसके बाद आते हैं सुपर रीडर. ये क्या होता है? सुपर रीडर. नाउ दिस कॉन्सेप्ट वॉज प्रपाउंडेड बाय द थियोरिस्ट कॉल्ड माइकल रिफाटरी. ठीक है, RIFFATERI, रिफाटरी. ठीक है, माइकल रिफाटरी. एंड दिस टर्म बेसिकली रिफर्स टू रीडर्स हु आइडेंटिफाई डिविएशंस इन स्टाइल एंड से अनग्रामेटिकलिटीज विद इन अ टेक्स्ट. सो सच रीडर्स नोटिस अनयूजुअल वर्ड चॉइसिस, इवन ब्रेक्स इन पैटर्न्स ऑफ सेंटेंसेस, एंड दे ऑल्सो नोटिस एंड रिकोगनाइज एनीथिंग इन द टेक्स्ट दैट डिविएट्स फ्रॉम द नॉर्म और फ्रॉम नॉर्मल राइटिंग. एंड बाय फोकसिंग ऑन दीज डिफरेंट deviations, the super readers uncover deeper layers of meaning within a text. ठीक है, now afterwards, ideal reader. ठीक है, ideal reader. This phrase was coined by the theorist called Jonathan Culler. ठीक है, Jonathan Culler. CULLER, Culler. And what is an ideal reader? See, an ideal reader is like a perfect audience. ठीक है, so someone who gets everything the author intended. Let's say, the ideal reader possesses an in-depth understanding of literary conventions and codes. And this reader can fully grasp the nuances, the intentions of the writer, and thereby achieving comprehensive interpretation of the text. Use kehte hain ideal reader. But at the same time, keep in mind that no reader in the real world is an ideal reader. Theek hai? Because there cannot be ever a perfect audience in the real world. This is more of a hypothetical scenario. ठीक है, आइडियल रीडर. बट व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ दिस कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ आइडियल रीडर? सी, बेसिकली दिस कॉन्सेप्ट हेल्प्स अस टू थिंक अबाउट डिफरेंट लेवल्स ऑफ नॉलेज एंड अंडरस्टैंडिंग विच मे अफेक्ट आवर इंटरप्रिटेशन और विच मे अफेक्ट द इंटरप्रिटेशन गिवन बाय डिफरेंट रीडर्स. दैट इज वाई जस्ट फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग वी हैव दिस कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ आइडियल रीडर. नाउ उसके बाद आते हैं कंटेम्प्ररी रीडर. ठीक है, कंटेम्प्ररी रीडर. दिस वॉज अ फ्रेज कॉइंड बाय हैंस रॉबर्ट जॉस. ठीक है, नाउ कीप इन माइंड आई एम टेलिंग यू दिस अगेन एंड अगेन दैट डायरेक्ट क्वेश्चन आ सकता है दैट हु हैज कॉइंड दिस फ्रेज और टर्म कंटेम्प्ररी रीडर और आइडियल रीडर. कंटेम्प्ररी रीडर वॉज कॉइंड बाय हैंस रॉबर्ट जॉस. ठीक है, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस? सी, दिस फ्रेज और टर्म रिफर्स टू द रीडर्स ऑफ अ स्पेसिफिक टाइम, रीडर्स ऑफ अ स्पेसिफिक टाइम पीरियड एंड देयर शेयर्ड अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द वर्ल्ड. सो अ कंटेम्प्ररी रीडर ऑल्सो एनकम्पासेस कलेक्टिव आइडियाज, कल्चरल नॉर्म्स एंड ऑल्सो एक्सपेक्टेशंस ऑफ रीडर्स एट अ स्पेसिफिक हिस्टोरिकल मोमेंट. ठीक है, फॉर इंस्टेंस मान लो कि वी टेक द नॉवल प्राइड एंड प्रेजुडिस बाय जेन ऑस्टन. इट वॉज पब्लिश्ड ऑलमोस्ट 200 ईयर्स अगो, राइट? सो अ बुक दैट वॉज पब्लिश्ड एट दैट टाइम माइट बी इंटरप्रिटेड डिफरेंटली इन टूडेज टाइम इन द 21st सेंचुरी बिकॉज सोशल नॉर्म्स, वैल्यूज, द प्रिंसिपल्स दैट आर एस्पाउज्ड इन टूडेज वर्ल्ड हैव चेंज्ड टू सम एक्सटेंट एटलीस्ट, इवन विद रिस्पेक्ट टू इश्यूज लाइक मैरिज, राइट? And there is a very famous term that we use in reader response theory called horizon of expectations. The horizon of expectations of a reader in the 18th century or the 19th century are different from a reader's horizon of expectations in the 21st century. And this is why there will be a difference in the interpretation and the reception of a particular literary text. Okay? So just remember that contemporary reader refers to the readers of a specific time period along with their shared understanding of the world as the world existed at that particular time period. Okay? Now, uske baad aate hain mock reader. What is a mock reader? M-O-C-K. Mock reader kya hota hai? Now, first of all, this term or phrase was coined by the theorist called Walker Gibson. Okay? Walker Gibson. So, what is a mock reader? See, it is a kind of hypothetical reader. Okay? That a author imagines while writing. And in other words, let's say it's like stepping into a character's shoes. So the text invites you as a reader to play a specific role while reading and also guiding your responses and interpretations in the process of reading. For instance, if we again refer to that example of Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, the famous sentence in the novel is, the first one is, quote, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife," unquote. Theek hai, ye bahut famous sentence hai, opening line hai, we all know this. So, when the author wrote this sentence, the author was expecting a kind of reader who will recognize the irony of this sentence, who will also understand the critique of societal pressures surrounding marriage. Theek hai, because this sentence of Pride and Prejudice is very, very ironical, right? Because in this novel, we know that when a single man is there in possession of a good fortune, it is not the man who is in search of a wife. It is different girls and women who are in search of a rich man or a man of fortune, right? So, ye irony hai. So, when actual readers engage with this novel, they take on the role of a mock reader. Okay, mock reader, by appreciating the humor, understanding the social critiques, and enjoying the cleverness of the dialogue and the narrative style. Use kehte hain mock reader. Now, afterwards, there is one more type of reader. It's called a narratee. N-A-R-R-A-T-E-E. Narratee. Now, we all know what is a narrator. So, usi se nikal ke aaya narratee. Okay, and this idea of a narratee was first given by or described by the theorist called Gerald Prince. Okay, Gerald Prince. G-E-R-A-L-D. Gerald Prince. So, as a definition, the narratee is the fictional person to whom the narrator directs the story or directs their story. Narrator kya hota hai? Somebody who tells us, right? But who exactly is being addressed? It is the narratee. So, narratee is also a kind of imaginary or imagined audience that exists within the text itself, and thereby shaping the way the narrative or the story is delivered by the narrator. Theek hai? Use kehte hain narratee. And also keep in mind that sometimes the narratee is very obvious. Theek hai? For example, in a letter writing or in a direct address, right? We know who the narratee is. Other times, it is very subtle. Or let's say there can be a silent presence who the narrator is talking to or who the narrator has in his or her mind. Okay? But narratee nevertheless. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, just remember, what is reader response theory? What is reception theory? What is phenomenology? Then, the important contributions of various theorists. Afterwards, the different types of readers that are there in reader response theory. And why we have different type of readers? Because here, reader is paramount. Reader gets priority over everything else. Okay?